we have started this chapter, that it is not proper to command people to do right and forbid them from evil while a person himself is involved in that haram, so he should avoid it totally himself. And there are great warnings for those people who command the right, forbid the wrong, but they themselves are involved in it. In another ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, O you who believe, why do you say that which you do not do? You are telling other people to do things, but you yourself, you are not doing those things. It is most abhorrent in the sight of Allah. Allah Ta'ala dislikes it very greatly. It is very much disliked and hated by Allah Ta'ala that you say that which you do not do. So a person, he should do himself also. If he is weak and that, he should admit his weakness, that I am not able to do it. What is the right thing? This is the right thing. You should do the right thing and stay away from the wrong things. But we should not put up a false front and show that we are pious and that we are righteous. That is totally abhorrent and disliked by Allah Ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ إِخْبَارًا عَنْ شُعَيْبُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Allah Ta'ala explains in the Quran Sharif with regard to Shu'aib alayhi salam, وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُخَالِفَكُمْ إِلَىٰ مَا أَنْهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ. That he says, Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam says, and I do not wish to oppose you. I do not wish to oppose you in a manner that I do the same thing that I forbid you from. That is, I oppose you, I forbid you from doing certain things. But in the meantime, I am doing those things by myself. I do not wish to do that. All this shows that a person should practice according to what he preaches. Though it is a saying that you should practice according to what is preached and not what the person does. But what the person does has a great effect on his words. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah has explained that a person can give a wonderful talk, but if it is not in his heart, it will have no effect. In fact, it will have the opposite effect. And on the other hand, a person who has got deen in his heart, and he does not even talk, he's just his presence, and it will have a good effect on a person. Therefore, may Allah Ta'ala guide us, forgive us for all our shortcomings of preaching that which we do not do ourselves, stopping people from what we do and commanding them that which we are not doing ourselves. May Allah Ta'ala guide us and the whole ummah that we command the right, forbid the wrong, and accordingly make our lives also according to that. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.